creating the community you desire in your life. Hey everyone, Stephanie Costello here, mom of three, wife, animal lover, and entrepreneur. My goal of this podcast is to share healthy intimacy skills. If you feel you are the only one struggling, I promise you are not alone. It's time to take action and make shit happen. All right. I am back and I am in an office full of people in this peaceful place called New Hampshire Holistic Associates in Nashua. I am super excited to be here today. We are organizing an event for women only that we're calling Real Talk. And so today I was like, you know what? Something that I have been sincerely craving has been community. Community of growth-minded individuals who are judgment-free, want to connect and grow and not stay stuck in their stuff. And the whole point of this Real Talk bi-weekly meeting is to allow for that safe place to be vulnerable and trust that they're not going to be judged or pushed aside. Everything is accepted so long as it's healthy and growth mind wise. If someone needs a safe place to come and express themselves, they're totally comfortable and willing to do that or able to do that. However, then we're going to get to a point where it's like, okay, we've gotten it out. We've dealt with our emotions. We've experienced our emotions. Now we need to grow. And what's the next step to overcoming this challenge in our life? And so the reason why I labeled this growing your community and learning how to do that is because in relationship building, we take on certain roles. And those roles are not necessarily healthy ones, especially if they come from our family dynamic. And our family dynamic and the things that we learn in relationships starts when we're babies, starts when we're children. And having three children very close in age and growing so rapidly, I have significantly struggled with this process of what I'm teaching my children and what I teach them. Then they attract the same individuals in their family dynamic at school. Thankfully, I clearly am doing something right because our kiddos are attracting the right people, which is really exciting. But when it comes to like the difference between my oldest and her emotional well-being, her listening skills, it might be, there's a lot of different factors. But the factor that I'm going to point out today is my oldest. She tends to have a flick of a light switch kind of reaction. It's calm, and all of a sudden, boom, explosion. And that's kind of how I was when she was born. And now with my youngest, it's very patient. I've learned to communicate better. I've learned to understand the stage of like 18 months old and how learning boundaries and testing boundaries is like they're learning that skill. That's their job for that age and stage of their life. I didn't understand that when my oldest was that age. And so now I say please and thank you and that's so nice and loving hands and we don't hit and or not that we don't hit but giving the positive reinforcement statement rather than the what you're not supposed to do. Tell them what they're supposed to do. And same thing when we're in our communities and we're growing the people we want to be around, the people who are going to help lift us up and we're going to lift them up. It's a constant give and take and putting some energy into someone's cup and then receiving energy from somebody else's cup. There's an ebb and flow of energy and exchange of energy between individuals in your community. So when you're building your community, first step is recognizing the role that you take on. Do you take on a victim state? Do you take on a persecutor state? Do you take on a rescuer state? And all three of these are not healthy states to take on. You take on stressors or energy that is not yours, or vice versa. You give to those other individuals who are taking it on the stressors that is yours and not theirs to deal with. And sometimes when problems are bigger than ourselves, we struggle with coping with them. That's different. If we're struggling to understand and learn how to cope with the situation, then it is time to learn new skills versus put it into somebody else's plate as if it's their problem. And ways you can recognize this is, you have done this and you have done that and you made me feel this way. Those words are not okay in any way, shape, or form. And if you're conveying that message, then that's going to impact the relationship you're building with the other individual. Or they might turn away and be like, she or he just blames me for how they're feeling instead of taking action or charge for their own feelings. And then vice versa, if the other individual is saying, you did this and you did that and how dare you act like this, those might not necessarily be healthy relationships to be in. And if each party cannot recognize where there is a fault in the situation, and no matter what relationship you're in, there is a negative and a positive. There's always room for growth, and there's always room for enjoying in the positivity. So it's very important, this ebb and flow of relationships. First, figuring out what roles do you typically take on? And secondly, how do you communicate when you're in those roles? Are they healthy? Are they productive? Are they allowing growth for you or for the person you're in a relationship with? And this will expand into the community that you become involved in and that you get sucked in. Do you get sucked into positive people who are, you know, recognizing these ebbs and flows of life and ups and downs, side left or right, whatever you want to say? Or are they getting stuck in their own patterns and not desiring to find ways to change? So today, I so look forward to all of the vulnerability and trust that is going to be built in this room of women who wants to grow. This community is meant to help women expand their wings, shine their light as bright as they want to shine it, and have no fear on how anyone else is going to feel in the room, because we're all responsible for our own stuff, and we're all, going to have the safe place, again, to shine our light as bright as we want to shine it, and no one's going to dim it. Everyone's going to be there to lift each other up, which is so exciting. So there's a few little tips on how to build your community, first starting with ourselves. Then once we realize what changes we need to make and we start to make the changes, we can start then not necessarily telling people how to change, because that's not our place. That's their place to want to change and need to see the change. If they do see it, though, it's a great way to have a conversation of like, hey, I'm really trying not to do X, Y, and Z, and I notice sometimes I do it to you. Can we really have like a good conversation sometimes if I'm doing that, so I can learn to overcome it, and vice versa? Compromise, collaborate, and communicate. All right. I hope everyone's having an amazing day. I'm sorry I kind of cut out on you for a couple of days. It's been a very crazy day in our household with sick individuals and lots of illness. So I'm back on track, and I look forward to sharing lots of more information. I hope you have a good day. Bye.